Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's a Wednesday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Time. We're here with a great friend of ours. His name is Ray Gebauer. Ray Gebauer and I have known each other for a super-duper long time, and I asked him recently, within the last couple of years, to maybe do a show with us every once in a while where we can talk about different and various things. And this turned into a Wednesday, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. on the Pacific Side radio show that we've done. And it's kind of evolved into a 30-minute show where Ray kind of goes over different acronyms. And what he'll do is he'll pick an acronym. The last series of words that we went over was called WILD, and he'll do like three on each letter. So if you want to hear the previous ones, if you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/Ray-Gebauer, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows. Now, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, we finished that acronym WILD last week. So I could be wrong, and I've been wrong many times before, but I think I'm right. So he's probably going to start up the new acronym today, and he's going to ask me, and I'm going to make my best guess out of hoping on the fly. So, Mr. Ray Gebauer, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Hey, thank you, Peter. Always happy to be here. And you are right. We did finish up the WILD series, you know, 12 episodes, going through the four letters, and I thought that was a lot of fun. We got a lot of gold nuggets out of that, and felt pretty good about it. So now we turn the page to start a new one. I was struggling to come up with another good acronym. Now, some of these acronyms have the same letters as other acronyms, and I thought, oh, it would be too repetitive. And I thought about using the word sky. And I said, well, what words start with K? You know, how many words start with K? And then that triggered another thought. I thought, you know what I'm going to do instead? And then I'm going to talk about these four different perspectives. And I wasn't able to come up with a good acronym this time. So I got four letters, but they don't really make up some word. But I think this is really good material. I was introduced to this model by T. Harv Eker, you know, 20-some years ago. I went to several of his workshops, like a whole week workshop up in Canada. And they're pretty rigorous and did a lot of crazy things like walking on hot coals. We burned the wood and got hot, and then we were like 30, 40 feet walking on barefoot and other crazy, crazy things. experiential personal development training. But he's the one I got one of my favorite phrases from that tied to commitment, which is the third dimension of love, which is over, under, around, or through, whatever it takes, I will do. One of the courses that I did was called the Warrior Camp. So the whole week on how to be the warrior, how to be in action and how to have impact. Another week was he called it the wizard camp, or how to be wise and be creative. And that was like a whole week. And he had, you know, quite a few others. So the somewhat acronym, it doesn't really spell any, I was trying to think, what vowels could I just put in there? But anyway, so it's LWKW. LWKW. Those are the four different like quadrants or ways of viewing life that are all critically important, and they all work together like the four wheels on a car or your four fingers. You know, they all work in conjunction with each other. So I'm going to go through all four tonight, and then focus a little more on the L word, and then next week, you know, the whole time on the second letter and so forth, with the emphasis on on who are you going to be in the moment. Are you going to come from this perspective or this perspective or this? You have four different options, and we can sort of like shift identities or shift who we are going to be that's appropriate for that situation so we can have the maximum impact. These different perspectives that are more appropriate for different situations. So it gives us a way to access being flexible and adaptable in a situation so that we can have more influence and more impact and make a bigger difference. So with that introduction, I'll start off with the first word tonight and give Peter a chance to guess. It starts with L. So what's the L? What do you think it's going to be? You can probably guess.
Well, I mean, I listened to you for all these years, and the obvious one would be the love word, but I'm not going to go for obvious today. So since you said something like, you know, looking, I'm going to say learn. So I'll go for learn. It's probably wrong. I know a gimme would be like a lay down would be love, because you're really good at that one with that. But I'll give an outside baseball chance for learn. So back to you.
Okay. Well, good guess. Well, you were a lot closer on the first guess, actually. So the four words, four ways of being, is lover. You know, not just being a personal love, but I'm going to use it as a noun, a lover, relating to the world and people in every situation coming from the position of love. The second way of being is being a wise person, and being creative and wise. You know, I'm not a wise guy, but being actually wise. We'll talk about all of what that means and it all fits together. The third letter is K, which is being the king. And that's sort of like being a leader, being in a position where you have more influence, you have your view as the person of authority and expert. So in some situations, you want to be particularly the king or the leader, the influencer. And I think there's an element to the chronological sequence to this, too, not chronological, but the sequence of this, because sometimes you've got to be the fourth letter, the W, the warrior. Now, you don't want to be the warrior all the time, especially like if you're married, you don't want to be always in that warrior stance. There's a time and place to be the warrior and be in the fight, you know, whether you're fighting to build a business or you're fighting in self-defense or, you know, taking on some kind of cause and being warrior in action, and it definitely has its place. But it's probably the least important of the four. I don't know if I want to quite say that. It's the one where you're going to be the least. But in terms of the action dynamic, it's really, really important to be the warrior. So four ways of being the lover, being the wise person, the sage, sometimes you could call it, or being the king or the leader, or being the warrior. Now, all of us have the capacity to be all four, and they're designed to work together, but when you're in one of those mindsets, you're more of that than the other. Like if you're in the mindset, the perspective of being the lover, you're not so much the warrior. They're sort of, they don't fit that well. Though the warrior dynamic can come out of being a lover. I mean, if because you love your family, there's a time and place where maybe you have to be the warrior to protect them. So we all work together. Of course, you know, wisdom is really important. You know, a lot of people have a lot of knowledge, but they're fools. They don't have wisdom. So wisdom is really, really important. So in some situations, it's not so much being the lover, but being the wise person and using your imagination and looking at possibilities and maybe getting advice and talking to your coach or your mentor. and becoming wise. And I think reading the Bible helps people become more wise, and praying and being connected to people that are wise, people would become more wise. And then the third letter, the king element, that's the ruler or the leader. And in a lot of businesses, especially with marketing, the people that do the best are the ones that operate really out of all four of those, but particularly from the king dynamic or the leader. And the leader, according to John Maxwell and others, and I agree with John Maxwell a lot, is a leader, someone who influences. So the person who has the most influence in the country is the king or the president, depending how the government is structured. So to optimize life, you have to spend time coming from that place of being the king or the queen or the influencer. Because when we exert our influence, we have more impact. And when you have more impact, that creates more value, so you usually have more income if it's in a business context. So influence leads to impact, which can lead to income. But the influence is important in every arena, whether it's at your job, if you have a job, or in your family, whether you're trying to influence your wife or influence your husband, influence your children. School teacher, they want to use influence. They're the king or the queen of their classroom. And so you got to have that power of influence. And then sometimes you got to shift entirely in that warrior mode. That's a good word, mode. Warrior mode or mindset, and where you're all into making it happen. Over, under, around, or through, whatever it takes, I will do. That's the warrior mindset, being in action. Now, like I said, all four are essential, but given the situation, one is more appropriate than the other, and that's where the wisdom comes in. Is this a situation where I need to be the wise person or just be the lover and just love people in the four dimensions of love, the caring, the connecting, the committing, creating value? Or is this a situation where I need to be the king, be the leader, and take charge, be the influencer? Or is this a situation where I need to be in the mode of being in action, being the warrior? I find it really useful to have those four distinctions. I like the way T.R. Becker described it, four ways of being. It's like, well, I'm going to choose to do this. I'm going to choose to do the warrior stuff, or I'm going to do the wise or the wizard stuff, or I'm going to do the king leader stuff. But rather than doing things that fit that model, it's really coming from being that person. Because just like we all have the seeds of greatness in us, we all have the seeds, so to speak, of these four ways of being, these four dimensions. And like I said, we need all four. We need to be the lover in really every situation, and we need to be the wise person, have wisdom, discernment, make good decisions, not be too hasty, be wise, be the leader, the king, and the warrior. Now, so that's the overview of the four, I don't want to call them quadrants, because that makes them too separate. They're meant to all flow together, and we can move from one place of being or mindset into the other, even in the same situation. Like if you're in conflict with somebody, well, you definitely want to always have as your foundation being the lover and being a caring, connecting person, having rapport and foundational and everything else. But then you need to shift more into being the wise person. Well, let's calm down and think through this and look at other possibilities and become possible. He said imagination is more powerful than knowledge. And so wisdom is more of that creative, imaginative mindset. And then at some point, you know, depending on the situation, you've got to be the leader, take initiative, or the warrior, take action. Now, thinking through this today, I decided that the most fundamental of all these four is the first one, particularly because, well, for two reasons. One, that's what the Bible teaches. The greatest commandment is to love in these four dimensions, loving with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, and with all of our strength, which corresponds, loving with all our heart is the caring dimension. Loving with all of our soul is the connecting dimension. Loving with all of our mind, that's the commitment element. And loving with all of our strength or might, that's the action or the creating value element. And so ultimately, I believe that's the best strategy in every situation. And at the same time, we need, it's helpful to be aware that the three other ways of being that can be particularly useful. You know, you say, okay, I need to step into being the warrior right now. I need to be the warrior for things to get done. I've got to be the warrior. Or I got to be the leader here. I got to be the king. And you sort of step into that role because that's who you are. You're all four already. It's just maybe you're underdeveloped in each of those. And when you don't have those distinctions, then you can't just consciously shift from one to another. Because most people, and most people listening to me right now, live or by recording, don't think of these four ways of being. It's like, well, I am who I am. Well, yeah, that's sort of general. But also, when you have those distinctions, and that's what part of what wisdom is being able to have distinctions. Like when a baby is born, it has no distinctions. It's like he doesn't know the difference between its arm and its mother. It's, I mean, everything just sort of like mixed together, and then starts getting distinctions, and realizing that it's separate, and that the fingers can do certain things, and starts to realize where the mouth's coming from, you know, and that's different than just whatever else, you know. And so as we grow and mature in wisdom, we have more and more distinctions, which enables us, empowers us to make better decisions. But so the model or the way to illustrate this, I think, is it's like a wheel with a hub in the middle. And then maybe like, what do you call it, spikes or rods coming out to the tire. So the hub, the core of who we are meant to be primarily, most fundamentally, is being the lover in those four dimensions. And so that's like the centerpiece. That's the foundation. Then on that foundation, that's always, not just in the background, but really that's our primary way of being, which is our original nature. I think when a child is born, I don't think it's born being wise. It's born being, doesn't know anything. But it is born with the nature of being a loving person, which can be corrupted and people can become evil, you know, and mean and hateful and all that stuff. But our original nature is being people of love, and most people are not as loving as they could be, partly because they don't understand what love really is. It's been redefined by our culture as just a feeling, which is not a feeling. It's those four elements, the caring, connecting, committing, creating value. So think of a wheel with love being the hub. That's the center. So you want to always be coming from that place of you being a lover, lover of God, lover of your spouse, lover of your children. You love your neighbor. You love, you know, everybody. The Bible says don't owe anybody anything except to love each other. So in a sense, according to that verse, we owe it to each other. You know, I owe it to Peter. He owes it to me. We owe love to each other. Of course, it's not that useful to say that if you don't understand what love really is. But I think it's really useful to see that as like the centerpiece from which everything else, you know, comes out of. And ultimately, in any situation, any problem, any challenge, the strategy that's going to give us the most mileage and most progress is always going to be coming from that place of the four dimensions of love, or diamond love, as I call it, the four C's, the caring, connecting, committing, and creating value. So if you want to optimize life and get what we already all want, we all want the same thing. We all want to be happy. We all want to feel fully alive. We want to feel valued. We want to feel significant. And to optimize that experience is we've got to be foremost the lover. Now, I know in our culture when we use the word lover, we're often thinking like in romantic or sexual situation. I'm using it more broadly. We need to have those four C's toward everybody. I think that's going to make us happier and more fully alive when we come from that place. Not just, well, I need to act loving here because that makes things work better on a pragmatic basis, but you're being true to yourself. That's who you really are. You are a person of love. You are a lover. And we need to embrace that. That's our core nature. And, you know, there's other elements to life. Like I've talked about, there's the three. You also need to be wise. You need to have influence, you know, leadership, be the king, and just the time and place to be a warrior. Some people, they're never the warrior, and they have a huge warrior deficiency. They don't think about, I just want to just be nice and just, you know, and it's time to be nice, and it's time to go to war. You know, you got to choose your fights, but some fights you need to get into. You know, so, you know, there's national causes, there's global causes, you know, and, you know, a lot of times our involvement is like we're in this war, we're in a fight, you know. Whether it's a moral issue or a political issue or whatever. So I wonder tonight, really emphasize that of these four ways of being, of, you know, the lover, the wise person, the king or leader, and the warrior, most fundamental is being the lover. And so I thought of it like the infinity sign to represent being the lover. You're like, it never ends. I mean, that's, infinity is more than anything else, right? I was like, conceptually, like that's, I mean, that's, infinity means, you know, never ends. Never. And so the greatest thing in the universe, the greatest strategy, the most important principle is love. So I think the infinity symbol is like the number 8 on the side. You probably know that. I like that to represent what love is. And then the other three ways of being, they all work together. And which one you emphasize, or you're more the king, or you're more the warrior, you're more the wise person, depends what's needed in that situation. And so next week we'll talk about the wise person, what it really means to be wise, because I didn't really dive into that much. But that's really important too, because a lot of people are fools. You know, they don't realize it. You know, they're just totally into themselves, and they don't think of others. They're not even loving people. I mean, someone who's not a lover is really a fool. It's like someone saying, well, I don't really need oxygen. I don't really need food. I don't need water. And that'd be a fool, right? Someone saying, I don't need love. You know, I don't need wisdom. Yeah, you know, I know people do the best that they know to do, but there's a real need for what I call deprogramming and reprogramming. And we want to be reprogrammed in these four areas. You know, sort of similar to what Benjamin Franklin said, early to rise, early to bed, early to rise makes the man healthy, wealthy, and wise. So we want to be healthy. We want to be wise and you know, maybe even wealthy, at least wealthy in a broader sense, if not financial as well. And so you got to focus on, well, foremost, love. I know I'm being repetitive because I want to really, really emphasize this. That's the core thing. Not like, well, sometimes I need to be the lover. No, you need to be the lover all the time. That's being true to yourself. That's being true to your real nature. And if you only think of one of these four ways of being, think about being the lover, loving God and loving each other. And that's, I'll get you the most, that's maximizing life. I'll maximize, you know, everything. But when you have those distinctions of these other three ways of being that don't displace but sort of build on being the lover, it makes you more powerful. It makes you more effective because, like I said, there's times where you need to shift into that different way of being the warrior in this moment or in this cause, or, you know, this week we need to really go to war and get into action. Or we need to do some brainstorming and get wisdom here. We need to hire a consultant. And we need to, you know, do our own brainstorming and mastermind, you know, the whole wisdom. I mean, that's important. You don't want to just be a lover and be a fool and just make a lot of mistakes because you have no wisdom. And so we'll talk more about wisdom next week. And, of course, you know, being the king or the leader, that's important. If you want to have more income, more influence, I mean, you got to focus on that. And that's always at play. You know, the wisdom and the king or leader element, that should always be part of the mix, even if you're thinking of primarily being the lover. But it depends how much emphasis you want to put on that mindset, depending on the situation. So I think it's really useful to have these four distinctions, the four ways of looking at life and how they fit together. So think about this. This isn't just like, okay, that makes sense, and just move on. Something that's worth thinking about, pondering, writing about in your journal, thinking about, you know, am I strong at? What am I weak at? How can I be more of the warrior when it's needed? How can I be more of the king or the leader when that's called for? When I can be more of the wise person? And how, most fundamentally, how I can always be the lover in every situation, the four C's. I hope you have them memorized by now, the caring, the connecting, the committing, creating value. Because if you don't have that, nothing else counts. If you don't have love, nothing else really counts. And that's the most empowering strategy. And at the same time, have those distinctions, the other three ways to be. So that's going to wrap it up for tonight. Any comments or questions here?
Great information. That was pretty heavy duty. So great information. We're going to have this again next week. But if you want to hear this again, if you go to buildingfortuneradio.com/Ray-Gerbauer, you'll be able to hear it one more time. Ray, there's people that always want to get in touch with you, so maybe they might be able to work with you or you can work with them and you can become their mentor. How do people get in touch with you?
Real easy. Just write down my phone number. It's 360-583-2227. So again, 360-583-2227. So call or text me anytime, 24 hours a day. If it's the middle of the night, no problem. My phone is on silent. So, but if we have a conversation, I guarantee I can be helpful. But I guarantee I cannot help you if we don't connect. So the ball's in your court. It's your move. If you think of all the years I played chess, okay, your move. So, anyway, we're here to make a difference, to make the world a better place so the rest of your life can be the best of your life. That's what Peter does what he does. That's why I do what I do. I encourage people to invest into themselves, into their personal development and their spiritual life, you know, knowing God and having good relationships and being wise and being productive, creative. And so that's how I help people. So, okay, so I guess we'll call it
we'll call it a call. Real quick for my notes, what were the four? There are some people that probably want to know, what were the four letters that don't make up the acronym that we're going to cover next week? So it was L.
Right, L, then W for wise man, then K for king, or could be L for leader. That might be better, actually. And then the W for warrior.
Got it. LWKW.
Yeah.
Perfect. Excellent. Yep. We're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks for listening in.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.